Podcast Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. All right, so, you know, I get a lot of feedback in my life because I put myself on the internet. I put myself on the radio. I have a TikTok where I put things out.
People give you feedback on the TikTok?
Well, people either like the video, they let me know if they don't like the video. But, you know, it's like I am actively out there.
So you have a thick skin.
Yes. Sometimes. Every once in a while, someone really gets to me, and then I have to hold myself back from wanting to drag them on the internet. But you, I don't even know. This has been around at least since I was in school.
Yeah, me too.
But ratemyprofessor.com, which is exactly what it sounds like, where you literally as a student can go on. It's Yelp reviews for professors.
Does it have a good beat and can you dance to it? Yes.
And I certainly checked this before I signed up for classes. And sometimes you had to take the class and you didn't really have an option, so you just sucked it up and you're like, well, now I know a little bit more about this teacher. But you, so have you checked it lately? Have you read your own?
I have, yeah. I try not to look at it. You know, it's like because it's a bad source of information. It's self-selected. You know, people either love it or hate it. They, you know, and so it's like it's not a great representation of like what. So if you give too much weight to it, I mean, I know people do.
Do you have colleagues who check it and are? People look at it upset by some of the things.
You know,
look,
to be frank, like I think a lot of the it can be a pretty misogynistic venue. I've seen misogyny on there all over the place. And so I think, I mean, in a way, it's like, okay, yeah, I don't really care about like the fact that it exists. Hey, if it helps some students, like, you know, get their frustrations out or whatever, like, it doesn't matter much to me. Although I do think it sort of like commodifies teaching a little bit. It's like, you know, 5 stars, like, you know, great service. But I think it is, but I mean, truly there is real like misogyny. And then I think they try to clean it up a little bit too, but like, it's kind of, yeah. So there's that aspect of it.
There's that aspect to it. Well, way to make this less fun.
Sorry, I didn't mean to. No, you
because
want to talk
you,
about, there's no chili pepper anymore, by the way. That doesn't exist. Thank God.
Yes, I forgot about the chili pepper.
Here's one thing. Here's one piece of information I don't want to think about ever.
The chili pepper, for people who
it's
don't
like
remember,
very gross.
It was how hot, like actually like how sexually appealing
it's
the professor
so
was
awful.
On
like,
top of
so
their,
happy they removed
their
that.
Actual rating of, you know, how good their teaching is. But you, out of 5 stars... have a 4.7. It's pretty high.
You have selection bias. I don't know.
You have 5. It's 1 is awful. 2 is okay. 3 is good. 4 is great. 5 is awesome. Pretty standard, straightforward scale you got there. And predominantly 5s and a couple 4s. No 3s, 2s, or 1s.
Okay.
And
I keep them entertained, I suppose.
You 100% would take again.
Yeah, you know, you got to give them something to come back for. I don't know. I do think it sort of comes. I mean, hopefully these things are like based on, you know, genuinely they learned something in my class.
Yeah. So there's quality. There's difficulty rating. So your difficulty rating is 3.4. So you could be harder. It sounds like.
I probably could be harder. Said no student of mine ever.
But so what classes are you teaching right now? Like, what's the name of your classes that kids should be taking?
So I typically teach like something called American Public Policy, which is. Yeah, I know, sounds riveting. It is. I teach a class on the politics of numbers and talk a little bit like official statistics and things like that, which is students are like, you know, this is the only one available. And so I try to make sure that it's worth their while. It's pretty fun. It ends up being pretty fun. I teach a class on American politics and I teach a class on like federalism, so relationships between state, local, federal governments, which is a lot about, you know, that. Well, the first hour was like a preview for that class. So,
what is your like? Are they all? Which ones are like freshman classes versus like upperclassmen?
It's all pretty mixed. All right. I mean, the intro class is like a lot of freshmen. Sure, yeah. It's fun. I mean, like typically, if you teach anything local, students are always like, I can't believe that the county does that much stuff. It's very easy to like surprise students about such things.
Because what's the breakdown of Marquette? Like, how many kids, I know you probably don't know this off the top of your head, but how many are from Wisconsin versus out of state?
It is a pretty, I think it's a pretty even split. I mean, I'm basing that I don't know overall, but I know that in my classes it tends to be, I would say, most is like even split between Wisconsin and Illinois, and then you've got a small minority of people from other states.
Okay.
But it's a lot of Wisconsin, Illinois.
All right. Well, here we go. So Dr. Rocco is, all caps, amazing. If you ever have a chance to take any of his classes, do it, ! He engages students, cares about them, and loves his work. He also gives great writing feedback and offers chances to improve. He lectures a lot, which we already learned. Offers enough office hours if you want to discuss more with him. Readings are manageable and grades are fair. That's a really great.
That is it. No, it's, I think what that boils down to is good vibes.
Good vibes.
You know, it's the vibification of education. But I will just say, I have a friend who, I won't mention his name, I won't mention where he is in the country, but he has, because I think he views Rate My Professor as kind of preposterous, he's like, I want you to go on there and give me a rating on my haircut and give me a rating on my earring. And so you'll often like read his Rate My Professor's.
Wait, because he asks students
He asks students to do this. And so they're like, 7 out of 10, decent earring, haircut, okay. So I should start doing that.
Does he have a stud or a hoop?
It's a stud, I think.
All right.
It's a stud. It looks good, I think. The ratings are fair. I tried to calibrate it on that basis. The ratings are fair.
So. I read them. I agree with most of them.
Most of them are agreeable. So, yeah, exactly.
No earring. I should tell the audience, since this is
I have radio.
No earring.
No visible.
And a decent haircut.
And no visible.
You have hair.
No visible tattoos. Wearing long sleeves at the moment.
Was that important to you?
No. No. It's, you know, it's, I, you can't see them. I'm wearing long sleeves.
Has that shifted in professor
I think
culture?
So. I think it's far more common now. It used to be the case, like, oh, you can't, in no
I think
way.
It's the case for everything, right?
Yeah, it's the case for everything.
You're and never now, gonna get and a now job it's just like, if you have a tattoo.
I don't know if the perspective is just like, well, the world is falling apart, so you can have a tattoo. You know, cats can have a little salami as a treat.
All right, well, we got to take another break. No, I know exactly what tweet you're talking about. I love it. All right. Well, we're going to get your professorial political science point of view on the primaries that are less than 2 weeks away. Come back after the break. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bray.